This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Members of the University of Houston Turning Point USA chapter gathered on campus Thursday evening for a 9/11 remembrance turned vigil, one day after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated while speaking at a university in Utah. Members of the conservative student organization, whose first branch was founded by Kirk, declined to speak with the media. UH student Diogo Roldan says he's not a member of Turning Point and had only happened to walk by as the vigil was taking place, but he said he had watched Kirk online from time to time.
I think it's terrible. I think everything about it's horrific. I think it's devastating. I think it really just kind of shows kind of where society is in America right now, how divided we are. I think something needs to happen.
On Friday morning, authorities announced they had taken a suspect into custody, identified as 22-year-old Utah resident Tyler Robinson. Meanwhile, several educators around the Houston area are facing backlash over comments they made on social media about Kirk's killing. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
The comments were made by former and current employees at Goose Creek, Pasadena, and Dickinson Independent School Districts. They quickly garnered backlash and statements from the school districts denouncing hateful speech. Republican State Representatives Briscoe Kane and Terry Leo Wilson were among those who took to social media to call for their firings. One of the posts was made by a woman identified as a teacher from Goose Creek ISD. She suggested Kirk's death could have been, quote, the consequences of his actions catching up with him. In response, Superintendent Randall O'Brien said the district doesn't tolerate hateful or violent rhetoric for anyone representing the district. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
And one person is recovering from a gunshot wound this morning after being shot inside a Walmart by an employee Thursday afternoon. This stemmed from a dispute among the employee and customers at the store who were arguing. Multiple outlets report the shot was fired near a cash register. The store was closed for a bit while deputies investigated. The suspect has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.